Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
So in Wales, a resolution over the ongoing issues with rugby players' contracts could be in sight because players and officials are meeting today. The players have warned they will strike if a resolution is not reached by today, which could affect their Six Nations game against England on Saturday. The team announcement was due to happen yesterday and it was postponed amid this ongoing uncertainty. For more on this, I'm joined now by Stefan Thomas, who's rugby correspondent with Wales Online. Good morning, Stefan. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
So you think this is going to come to a successful conclusion today?
I think they'll likely meet in the middle and there'll be some sort of compromise so they can get the game played on Saturday, because at the end of the day, if the game is postponed or called off, which is more likely, it'll cost the Welsh Rugby Union £9 million, and that is so significant. It could actually mean that one of their professional regions goes bust, and that would also obviously mean a loss of players would be unemployed.
Okay, well, that's an extraordinary cost, and we'll come to how you arrive at that figure in a moment. But just go back and maybe give us a background to the dispute. What's been going on?
So for a number of years now, the four professional regions, Cardiff, Ospreys, Dragons and Scarlets, they believe that they haven't had the right support and investment from the Welsh Rugby Union. You know, you can see their poor results on the field. So they've been busy negotiating a six-year financial framework. There's an argument that players have been overpaid in Wales. It's unsustainable financially. They're paying more on wages than they're making. So this new deal that they're proposing, they're actually proposing that the budgets of the four regions get cut, which is going to mean the less chance of success on the field and also player wages going down. But the key point is they've been negotiating since last summer. We're now in February, and throughout this whole period, there's been a contract freeze. So they've not been able to offer any contracts to any players. And there's about 90 players in Wales out of contract. And not all of them are international players who are going to pick up big contracts elsewhere. A lot of them are club players who are never going to play international rugby. So they're really worried about, because they don't know whether they're going to have any income in a few months. So effectively, the players are threatening a strike. And they've said, and today is effectively D-Day in Welsh rugby. Mm-hmm. So they want the 60 cap law scrapped. For any listeners who don't understand it, it's basically, if you haven't got 60 caps and you play outside of Wales, you can't play for Wales. They want a player representative on the Professional Rugby Board, and they want the fixed variable element of the contract, performance elements of the contract taken out.
There's a little beep on your line there, but hopefully it'll disappear, Stefan, as we go on. Just take me through that 60 cap selection rule in terms of how that compares to other countries and other regions, Stefan. Is that common or is it unusual?
It's pretty common. I mean, in Ireland, if you play outside of Ireland, then you can't play for Ireland. It's the same in England. Play outside of England, you can't play for England. It's the same in New Zealand. And they have got similar law in Australia, but it's a 30 cap law. But the argument in Wales is, obviously, you want your best players playing in Wales because you want the regions to be strong and there's greater access to the players for the national coach. But the players would argue that they're not Welsh Rugby is not paying market value for these players. Therefore, they would argue it's a restraint of trade. So that's the issue. In Ireland, they pay the players what they're worth. They do exactly the same in England, but in Wales, the wages aren't what they are elsewhere. So that would be the players' argument.
Mm-hmm. And the employers then want the players to accept 80% in set wages, which they're guaranteed to get, but 20% they only get through bonus payments. Isn't that right?
Yeah. So effectively, for argument's sake, a player could get offered a contract of 150k, but it could go up to 180k if they play a certain amount of games. But obviously, that's dependent on injuries and whatnot. And there's a performance markers there, like how many games you win, etc. But obviously, the key point is that the playing budgets are going down in Wales next season, which means that they'll have fewer players in their squads next season, which makes the chances of success a lot lower. So again, that's what the players don't like. That there's not enough security for their liking, and quite frankly, I mean, you can't blame them for threatening a strike.
Mm-hmm. It's worrying. It gives a worrying indication of the state of rugby in Wales altogether, does it?
Yeah, well, Welsh rugby's been on life support for the last 10 years, if we're being honest. Even when Wales were successful under Warren Gatland, winning Grand Slams and, you know, reaching World Cup semi-finals, you know, the regional game was in a really pitiful state, especially when you compare it to the performances of your provinces in the URC and in Europe. A lot of people were telling the Welsh Rugby Union that if you don't start investing in your pathway and in the regional game, then eventually success at international level will dry up, because they put all their eggs into one basket, into the national team, and neglected everything else underneath. So this is what they deserve, really. They've neglected the game underneath the national side, and this is a result of it.
Mm-hmm. And Warren Gatland said he didn't know that all of this was going on before he came back this year to the squad, or after December of last year when he joined.
Yeah, well, I find that remarkable, really, because this has been in the headlines for the best part of 3 or 4 months. And if he didn't know that this was in the offing, if he didn't know that there were problems and there was a contract freeze, then he hasn't done his homework, has he? Which is a bit worrying. So I find that a bit hard to believe, to be honest.
So do you think, Stefan, that they will arrive at a negotiated solution, or is it a case of chicken? You know, that the players are betting that their bosses are clearly not going to want to miss out on that game at the weekend. And maybe the employers are thinking the same thing about the players.
I think it's a game of poker, isn't it? Obviously, the problem is that the national squad, obviously they're the cream of the crop in Wales. They're representing all the players in Wales, not just the players on the national side. But they know that they'll obviously get contracts elsewhere, whereas the run-of-the-mill regional players probably, you know, that's in doubt. So they think that this is the most lucrative game in Welsh rugby. Even though it doesn't matter how Wales are doing, Wales and England is always the big game. And they know that the Welsh Rugby Union, as I said earlier, cannot afford for this game to be forfeited. It has to be played. But also they know that if it doesn't get played, that a lot of people will also be, it could lead to other people going again unemployed because a region might have to go, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So it is really a game of poker. But I personally think they'll come to some sort of resolution today. It won't be perfect. But I think there'll probably be enough to get a game played, and then they'll negotiate next week.
And how has that loss of 9 million, some putting it closer to 10 million, Stefan, how has that been worked out?
Well, it's just everything. So in terms of competition money, obviously they'd be in breach of television contracts. They'd be in breach of Six Nations contracts. Obviously, it's a sold-out stadium. How much, you know, beer sales, the food sales in the stadium. And obviously also it's going to affect the city of Cardiff as a whole, because a lot of pubs, a lot of restaurants, a lot of nightclubs, you know, their most lucrative days as well are Six Nations weekend. So
yeah,
I mean, it's more than £9 million, to be honest, because of the cost of it to Cardiff as a whole as well.
And listen, if it does get sorted out, it's bound to have an impact, isn't it, on the players and how they perform at the weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, as I've said, you know, there's been an uncertainty for a while because of this contract freeze. But you look at Wales' performance against Scotland. Now, on paper, nobody can tell me that Scotland's players are 30 points better than Wales' players. So, you know, players have been saying privately that it is having an effect on their performances. I mean, livelihoods are at stake here. And yeah, you know, when Wales play England, full house, the Principality Stadium, there's always an edge about Wales when they play England. It's the same when Ireland or Scotland do. But, you know, this is about more than sport. As I said, it's about people's livelihoods. And yeah, it's very difficult to see how it won't affect their performances. And obviously, a lot of training sessions have been cancelled as well. So, yeah, it's not, even if the game goes ahead, it's not really looking good for Wales.
So what's happening today in terms of the logistics? Is the meeting underway now, or when are you expected to hear what's happened?
So there's two meetings today. So there's a professional rugby board meeting. So those are the chairman of the chairs of the four regions and the members of the WIU in the Principality Stadium. So they'll be voting on key issues. So they're expecting to take the 60 cap law down to 25 caps. players want it scrapped, but hopefully they'll accept that. And the other issues, they'll be voting on that. Then they'll turn up in the Vale of Glamorgan Hotel, which is where Wales are based, where they train. And then they'll address every professional player in Wales. I think there's going to be probably over 100 players. Yeah, some will do it over Zoom. But the PRB will come to a resolution in their meeting in the stadium. Then they'll come here and they'll address the players. I think it's about 3:30 today. And then hopefully we'll have some sort of announcement. But obviously it's up to the players whether they accept it or not.
All right. It sounds as though it's for a rugby fan, somebody who's watched rugby all the way through, Stefan, is it quite demoralising that this is going on?
It is demoralising, but I'll be brutally honest with you, and this is a sad indictment of Welsh rugby, where we're used to crisis like this.
Yeah.
Like, but I think it was about 4 years ago, Wales were going, well, they won the Grand Slam, but it was the penultimate game. They went up to Murrayfield to beat Scotland, and the week leading up to the game, the players very nearly, the Ospreys and the Scarlets, very nearly merged. That's like the football equivalent of Liverpool and Everton merging. And so the players have all got, always had, there's always been some sort of drama, some sort of soap opera in the background. But this is a little bit worse because their livelihoods are at stake. And yeah, it's very demoralising. Like I know I used to write for a lot of Irish papers, so I know a lot of the Irish rugby journalists. And obviously, they're covering successful teams week in, week out. And we're seeing you know, some pretty heavy scorelines against our side. So, yeah, it is demoralising.
All right. Well, look, let's hope it gets sorted, and we hope that we see the Welsh team out on the pitch on Saturday. Stefan, thanks very much. Stefan Thomas there, rugby correspondent with Wales Online. Now, next up, Solicitor Elaine Byrne will be here to answer your questions on wills and probate.
Today with Claire Byrne. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.